Hello.
My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. And I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Eliel Gutierrez?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
2.
Thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Is it terrazzo mechanic or finisher, tile of or marble finisher?
Bricklayer.
Bricklayer. We do have two branches, bricklayer and refractory bricklayer. Which one
bricklayer.
Thank you. And on the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher or helper, apprentice, journey, or level mechanic?
Apprentice.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
3.
Thank you. 3 weeks?
Yes.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any union? I'm sorry. Have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thinking more of what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same as there were this time last year?
Fewer.
Thank you. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Fewer.
Thank you. Yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work for on the union's projects in your community?
Yes.
And thinking about the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Now, thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, privately, through the federal government, or do you not know?
All of the projects have been funded by the state that I worked
on. Oh, thank you. Now, thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
Less.
Thank you. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Stay about the same.
Now, we're going to switch gears a bit. Thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you more concerned about on the job? Is it unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID-19, dust or air quality, something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job?
No real safety concerns.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
And did you attend that meeting in person or online?
In person.
Now, for each of the following, tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Picketing, yes or no?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
Thank you very much. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Okay, generally like 4 times.
And would you consider that regularly or occasionally?
Occasionally.
Thank you. Now, changing the subject to the world beyond the Union, please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. The list that we have are cable news, print or online newspapers, local TV news programming, radio, the internet or social media, and friends and neighbors. Now, please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source that you are most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source that you are least likely to get your news from.
I'm sorry, I have to go.
Oh, at what time can we call you back? Because we would love to hear your opinion. We're almost there.
Tomorrow.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time, then. Have a wonderful day. God damn it.